I turned off the recorder to talk to someone, and I forgot to turn it back on for a few minutes. So I'm going to dictate the information now. This is essentially the third recording that I'll be putting up on the web. A was before break, and C was when I figured out that I should turn on the recorder, and B is now. I am starting with slide 34 on the smart board, and it is the flowchart and code for the first program that is in an OR relationship. So, I am declaring my variables, prompting for the GPA, prompting for the number of credits, and then my if statement is saying if GPA is greater than 3.5 or number of courses or number of credits is greater than 45. Now, as like everything else, the condition is in parentheses, and the pipes, two pipes mean or. And remember, the pipe is right below the backspace. So the two pipes mean or. So this is if GPA is greater than 3.5 or number of courses is greater, number of credits is greater than 45. If it is, then I write eligible for advanced courses. Else, I write not eligible for advanced courses. Okay, if we look at the decision table for this, on the GPA greater than 3.5, I've got a YYNN. And on the number of credits greater than 45, I've got a YNYN. I'm now on slide 35. If there is one Y in this OR relationship, then the person is eligible for advanced courses. So, I have YY, I have YN, and I have NY, and all of those are going to be eligible for advanced courses. The only one that is not eligible is when I get a no to both questions. And you can see that in the flowchart, and you can also see it on the decision table. In the next one, I'm starting looking at loops. So here I am doing my classic while loop. And I'm saying while, and again, I've got a condition, and the condition is in parentheses. My condition is while count is less than or equal to data input. If it is, then I do the code within the curly braces. The line outside the curly braces that says document write is done after I have finished doing the loop as many times as I'm going to do it. Okay, there are three things that we have talked about that you need in order to make a loop work. The first one is you need to establish the control and the initial value of the control outside the loop. And I did that when I set the count equal to 1. Then you need to test the control. And I did that with is count less than or equal to data input. And then I need to change the control, and I did that with count equals count plus 1. So I have set the control, which is count, I have tested the control count, and I have incremented or changed the control count. So I put in a 5, and when I put in the 5, that means the count is going to be starting at 1, and it wants to end when count is no longer less than or equal to data input, 5 being the data input that I put in. So, inside the loop, I do a document write, this is number, concatenated with count, so I'm actually writing out count, concatenated with the BR in quotes, which means I will do a break. Okay, then I add 1 to count, and count now is a 2. So 2 is less than or equal to 5, which is data input. So I do the loop again, and I keep doing this until I add one and it makes six. When I check then, count is six, data input is five. Count is no longer less than or equal to data input. So I drop out of the loop and I write document write. I put in a BR concatenated with this is the end. Now, let's talk about what would happen if I put in a zero for data input. If I put in a zero for data input, the while statement would say while count, which is a one, is less than or equal to data input, which is a zero, count is not less than or equal to zero, so I will never enter the loop. So the while loop with the condition at the top, it is possible that I will never enter the loop. On the next slide, I have put in, which is slide 37, I have said, how else could I have written the document right? And I said, well, I could have put the BR inside the quotes along with the this is the end, as opposed to having two literals concatenated together. Okay, the next one is a do while loop. And this one has the condition at the bottom. So before I say anything else, having at the bottom means that I always are going to do the loop once, because I set count equal to one and then I say do. And so it does the code. And then at the bottom, after it's finished the code with the curly brace, I say, okay, now test and see if you want to do it again. So that means I will always do the loop once. The condition, again, is with the while at the bottom, and it says while count is less than or equal to data input. The same test, same condition that I used in the previous example, but this time it's at the bottom instead of at the top. Okay, but notice I still have the three things that I need to do. I set count, which is the control, equal to one. I change count within the loop. And I test count by saying, is count less than or equal to data input? This one goes through the loop five times because I entered a five. And then when data input, when count rather, goes up to six, I stop. Now I am showing what happens if I put in a zero rather than a five, just to prove to you that it does go through the loop once. And count was one, it goes through once, and then it says add one to count, so count's now up to a two. Is two less than or equal to data input? No, two isn't less than or equal to zero, so I end. That's with the do while. Now on slide 39, slide 40, I'm going back and looking at the while that we looked at and entering a zero, and you can see that it never enters the loop. Moving on to the for loop. The for loop is a really neat structure because I set, I check, and I change all within the parenthesis after the word for. By the way, as an aside, notice I had variable count equals one. Copy and paste is a wonderful thing, but I copied and pasted too much, and that line should go away. Okay, so now back to the loop. So I say inside the for, set count equal to one, semicolon. Then I put in the condition, which is count less than or equal to data input, semicolon. And then I put in the change, count equals count plus one. So all three things are in there. Notice that inside the curly braces, the only thing I need is the document write, because I'm taking care of incrementing count inside the parenthesis after the for. Okay. I then showed you taking out the line I said I didn't need, and so I took that out. It is gone, and I'm showing you the program again. The next one I'm going in to look at is loop followed by decisions. And it appears that that is in my other notes, so you can see it there. What I have there is I'm putting in a lot of loops, a lot of alerts rather, because they're a great debugging tool. And I'm putting in the alerts to show me what is happening. So if you're not sure what's happening, this is a great debugging tool. Look at the next, or listen to the next set of dictation, and you'll be all set. Okay.